AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
The virtuous man, though he die before his time, will find rest.
An overflow crowd is in a church in Wilmington, Delaware, for Bo Biden's funeral. The son of the vice president died of brain cancer. He was 46. Bo Biden served as attorney general in Delaware. Former Georgetown University president Father Leo O'Donovan delivered the homily.
The fact that we have lost the handsome, winning, humble presence of an incomparable gift, the richness of that gift is the measure of our grief.
President Obama will speak at the funeral soon. One mourner said Joe Biden is Delaware and his son is also Delaware to her. Forecasters say there may be even more severe weather in Colorado. Several tornadoes destroyed homes over the past 2 days. No serious injuries have been reported. Some homes in the Denver area are without power. Two convicted murderers escaped from a maximum security prison in upstate New York near the Canadian border. Richard Matt and David Sweat were unaccounted for during morning bed check. American Pharoah makes a run for the history books today at the Belmont Stakes in New York, hoping to become the first Triple Crown winner in 37 years. The owner of the horse is Ahmed Zayat.
I want it not for Ahmed Zayat. I want it for the sports. I want it for the fans. Have been a drought for 37 years. It's about time that we have that special horse.
And the forecast for the race calls for clear skies. At the French Open, Serena Williams beat Lucy Serafora in 3 sets to take her 20th Grand Slam title. A man whose gun went off in a Pennsylvania cathedral during a crowded Easter Vigil Mass 2 months ago has now been charged. Authorities have filed charges of reckless endangerment, disorderly conduct, and discharging a firearms weapon against Matthew Crawford. This is AP Radio News. Pope Francis is in Bosnia. He spoke at a soccer stadium in Kosovo.
Adottato anche profeticamente dal Papa Pio XII.
He called on Muslims, Orthodox, and Catholics in Bosnia to put the barbarity of the war behind them and work together for a peaceful future. In the same stadium, St. John Paul II presided over an emotional post-war mass of reconciliation in 1997. It was 71 years ago today.
The Allied forces landed in France early this morning. I watched the first landing barges hit the beach exactly on the minute of H hour.
Allied veterans and families of their fallen comrades gathered at the U.S. cemetery overlooking Omaha Beach in France to mark the 71st anniversary of the D-Day invasion that helped defeat the Nazis in World War II. Thousands of Allied troops leaped out of landing craft to storm the beaches under ferocious German attacks. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.